Since President Trump took office, refugee settlements in the United States have plummeted. At the same time, the number of refugees seeking shelter has only increased. Jason DeBruin reports the decrease is being felt in the Triangle as well.
Sarah Alsamak is a refugee from Iraq. She's 20 now and has been in the United States about a decade. She and her family have flourished after resettling in Raleigh. Her husband, also formerly of Iraq, is a commercial airline pilot. That expands their options when looking for a taste of home.
Michigan actually has amazing, amazing Iraqi food, so we just go there and have lunch and come back.
But Alsamak hasn't always had that opportunity. Her family fled Iraq in 2005, a time when it was quite dangerous in that country. Her uncle and grandfather both died.
I couldn't stay. My brother and sister, too, they were like really kind of traumatized in a way. It was scary.
Her family fled. She can still remember the terror she felt, especially at night.
When you go to bed, you don't even know if you're going to wake up or not, because a bomb can hit anytime, anywhere.
The world has seen an increase in forcibly displaced people, but the number of those finding help in the United States has dropped off a cliff. There were more than 3,000 refugees resettled in North Carolina in 2016, but fewer than 2,000 in 2017. That was already the lowest in more than a decade and is now on pace to drop below 900 this year. The U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants is a nonprofit that helps resettle refugees. Scott Phillips is the director of the USCRI office in Raleigh. He says the reduction has been dramatic.
The lower number of arrivals here means a higher number of folks that are vetted and processed and have gone through the years of waiting and are still going to have to wait longer.
The reduction of resettled refugees is a direct consequence of a policy agenda from President Donald Trump. He has said that refugee admissions could threaten national security. By now, his refugee vetting proposals have become well known.
I call it extreme vetting. I call it extreme, extreme vetting.
The administration reduced the cap on refugees allowed in the United States by more than half. Travel bans have thrown a wrench into entry plans, and bureaucracy has gummed up the application process. This despite any evidence that refugees increase risk of harm on American soil. That's according to Betsy Fisher, a policy director with the International Refugee Assistance Project.
And of course, security is a paramount concern for all of us, but these security measures are really designed to slow down refugees and not to keep any of us safe.
The slowdown has affected refugees in the U.S. looking to reunite with family. Masa Lamongo Wakilongo now lives in Raleigh with his second wife and their children. They fled from extreme violence in the Congo and spent time in a refugee camp in Tanzania. When his current family were approved to come to the U.S., he also made sure the paperwork was done for his children from his first wife. Through a USCRI interpreter, he explained what happened next.
But because one of the kids was pregnant, she was heavily pregnant, she could not come, and that affected even the other kids.
That was more than a year ago, but the families have still not been reunified.
So he's here and he's so stressed because everything in the immigration side looked good, but he's just wondering how comes the kids, even after giving birth, they've not been able to join him.
USCRI and other immigration attorneys are working with Wakilongo to reunify with his family. But under current policy, it's hard to predict when that might happen. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.